Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food to their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at caseyfarmschool.org.
We have a tornado watch in effect till 9 p.m. for Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, and Manhattan. It is 3:06.
This is Dr. Curtis said, everyone in Stratford makes maple syrup. For NPR News, I'm Michaela LaFrac. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines right at 3:30. Then, at approximately 3:40, we are going to learn more about the approval of a gene therapy designed to treat deafness. Scientists are celebrating this. It is reportedly completely groundbreaking.
For the first time, we're talking about medicines to actually enable the ear to hear. It's the beginning of a new era.
We'll tell you more about this new treatment. Also, we will take a look at the pop charts before we get to 4 o'clock. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
The tornado watch is in effect until 9 p.m. for a big portion of the KPR listening area. It does not extend all the way east to the state line with Missouri. So Kansas City, not covered in this. Atchison, not covered in this. Even Chanute, not covered in this. But pretty much everyone else in the KPR listening area, including Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, and Manhattan.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 3:20.
Ann Jackson's Complicated Legacy on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition with you throughout the morning to bring you the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, Northeast Kansas's only community-owned grocery store. More information at themerck.coop.
I have an update on the weather for you coming up in just a few moments. We'll get news headlines from NPR in just about 30 seconds. It is 3:30.
Whether Netanyahu and his government are to blame. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 179 points. The S&P lost 29 points. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Laura Lorson. The Kansas Department of Labor is sending out more than 8,500 notices telling Kansans to pay back some unemployment benefits. State House reporter Zach Boblett explains.
The overpayments happen when people receive more benefits than they're eligible for. This usually is due to reporting changes or older claims. Kansas Unemployment Insurance Deputy Director Nicole Struckoff says many of the overpayments are from an outdated system and a pandemic-era relief package.
Many of these overpayments are tied back to the CARES Act programs.
The CARES Act was a $2.2 trillion economic stimulus plan signed into law by President Donald Trump in 2020. Now that the Kansas unemployment system has been modernized, Strzokoff expects less unemployment overpayments. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
One of Emporia's elementary schools is closing. The school board voted last night to close Logan Avenue Elementary School. Board members say declining enrollment is the reason. The move will also save the district about $1.4 million a year. WIBW-TV reports Logan Avenue Elementary will close at the end of the 2026-27 school year. Students will be reassigned to two other elementary schools in the district. A new summer enrichment program is coming to Southeast Kansas to help kids keep learning during the summer and find out about their options after high school. The Compass Academy Network is a 4-week program providing field trips and classroom education for students who live in rural areas. Jonna Norton with the group says it helps fight summer learning loss and teaches kids non-academic skills.
There's also great signs of realizations of improved leadership skills and entrepreneurial skills and confidence.
Pittsburgh State University is partnering with Compass Academy Network to host the program for the first time this summer. The program accepts students from any Kansas school district. The forecast for Northeast and East Central Kansas or tornado watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for much of the KPR listening area. It does not include Chanute. It does not include the Greater Kansas City Metro. It does not include Atchison, but everyone else covered by a tornado watch until 9 o'clock tonight. Be on the lookout for severe thunderstorms as well. It is 3:35.
Support for NPR.
7 p.m. on KPR.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 in Lawrence, also 96.1 in Lawrence, plenty of other frequencies too. They are all listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:01. At 4:06, we will check in with our Sources and Methods podcasting team, which is to say Mary Louise Kelly and Greg Myrie. And this time around, also Franco Ordonez talking about how the president's cabinet is shaping the process of the war with Iran. We will also, in that half hour, learn more about the new Homeland Security Secretary, Mark Wayne Mullen, and why he has so assiduously amplified the president's false claims of a stolen 2020 election. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst. Assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com.
90% chance of showers and storms tonight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible tonight as well. Lows in the upper 50s. It's 10 minutes before 4.
It's all things.
ETC.com/NPR. From Clarivate, sponsors of the Pulse of the Library 2025, a global survey of academic, public, and national libraries on AI's impact and evolving priorities. This survey can be explored at Clarivate.com. And from Sony Pictures Classics, presenting I Swear, a new film by Kirk Jones starring Robert Aramayo as a man with Tourette syndrome, living his life against the odds through laughter and compassion. Starts Friday in theaters. This is NPR.
A new movie chronicles the rise of one of the world's most famous singers, Michael Jackson. An NPR critic is with us on the movie and his complicated legacy. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Get caught up on all the news and learn all about the new Michael Jackson movie. Again, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU at KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry said he's in contact with local authorities. No immediate arrests have been made.
You are listening to NPR News on KPR. I'm Laura Lorson with a quick update on the weather. The National Weather Service in Topeka has just moments ago issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Dickinson County. This is in effect until 4:30, a severe thunderstorm 4 miles northwest of Carlton. It is moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this storm and quarter-sized hail. Locations that will be affected by this storm include Carlton and Abilene. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Hail damage is possible with this storm. Again, this is a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Dickinson County. It is in effect until 4:30 this afternoon. If you are in Abilene or Carlton, be aware of this storm. We also have a tornado watch. Not a surprise when you're hearing about severe thunderstorm warnings. That tornado watch is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. It has been revised just a teeny bit. It is now in effect for Allen, Anderson, Brown, Chase, Clay, Coffee, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, Wilson, and Woodson counties in Kansas. Again, a tornado watch means the conditions are set and pretty good for the development of tornadoes. It does not mean there is a tornado right now. It just means that the conditions are right for their development. So stay tuned to KPR and have multiple ways to receive watches and warnings.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at CromwellSolar.com.
It's 4:06.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
Pennsylvania said trust between the federal government and local voting officials has been, quote, eradicated. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, also at 89.7 in Emporia. Always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 4:30. And at just about 4:40, we'll get a review of the new film, Michael, an estate-approved biopic. Music-infused drama stars Michael Jackson's nephew, Jafar Jackson. Coleman Domingo's in it. Nia Long is in it. Bob Mondello saw it and will tell us what he thought. We will also, at quarter of, get another installment of our wild card series. This time around, Rachel Martin is talking to Lena Dunham, noted or possibly notorious screenwriter, producer, showrunner, memoirist. It's all coming up here on KPR. I'm going to give you an update on the weather. We currently have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southwestern Dickinson County till 4:30. Hail damage to vehicles is expected in parts of Dickinson County. This storm right near Abilene and Carlton, a little bit south of Abilene, looks like I can see a pretty serious hail core on the radar. And I checked in with a severe weather prediction center down in Norman, Oklahoma. They are particularly concerned about sort of a corridor from Geary County going west-southwest through Dickinson County, through McPherson County, into Reno County, about that being the area where we could see some very significant hail for the next couple of hours. Very concerned about conditions. So again, picture Geary County and then sort of a corridor going to the west-southwest through Dickinson, McPherson, and Reno counties. Have multiple ways to be notified of weather alerts and warnings. It's 420.
Support for NPR comes
nearly two decades. Now, Israel has said it's...
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered to let you know about a new severe thunderstorm warning that has just been issued for central Dickinson County. This is in effect until 4:45. A severe thunderstorm located 7 miles southwest of Enterprise. It's moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this storm. Quarter-sized hail. Hail damage is expected with this storm. Locations affected include Abilene, Chapman, and Enterprise. It also includes I-70 between mile markers 277 and 286. If you're outdoors, you need to get indoors. It is recommended that you stay away from windows because we are concerned about the hail threat. Again, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, quarter-sized hail with this storm. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect for central Dickinson County until 4:45 this afternoon. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
Al-Mansouri feels us.
A new movie chronicles the rise of one of the world's most famous singers, Michael Jackson. His family was closely involved in the production. His son Prince is the executive producer. Michael Jackson is played by his nephew, Jafar Jackson. An NPR critic who watched it joins us to talk about the film and Jackson's complicated legacy. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. Spend your morning with us here at KPR. We'll get you caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming folk singer-songwriter John Gorka and his trademark wordplay, Sunday, April 26th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
We're going to get you an update of news headlines in just about 30 seconds, but first I want to let you know about a new severe thunderstorm warning that has just been issued for southwestern Dickinson County. They're letting the old one expire. We have a new one. This is a severe thunderstorm warning for Carlton. This storm, about 4 miles south of Carlton, moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, quarter-sized hail. If you are in Carlton, you should get inside a sturdy structure. Stay away from windows. Quarter-sized hail with this storm. I'll have more on the weather in just a moment. The time is 4:30.
Live from NPR News.
A 5-year-old boy was killed over the weekend when an airstrike targeted a nearby police patrol. Israel frequently targeted police, deeming them part of Hamas. For people in Gaza, the ceasefire brought a pause in widespread daily bombardment, but not an end to the danger. Anas Baba, NPR News, Gaza City.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. First, to the weather. We have a severe thunderstorm warning currently active for central Dickinson County. This is in effect until 4:45. This severe thunderstorm about 7 miles southwest of Enterprise, moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this storm, quarter-sized hail. If you are in Abilene, Chapman, or Enterprise, you are covered by this severe thunderstorm warning until 4:45. This also includes I-70 between mile markers 277 and 286. We have another severe thunderstorm warning in effect for a different portion of Dickinson County, the southwestern area. This one is in effect until 5 o'clock this evening. This severe thunderstorm about 4 miles southwest of Carlton, moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this storm, quarter-sized hail. Hail damage is expected with this storm. If you are in Carlton, we need you to get inside a sturdy structure. You are strongly encouraged to stay away from windows. We are getting reports of quarter-sized hail, but they could be larger. So be cautious. Hail damage, again, is expected with this storm, this severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Dickinson County until 5 p.m., a severe thunderstorm warning for central Dickinson County until 4:45. Of course, we do also have a tornado watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. Just to reiterate, a tornado watch means conditions are in the right place for tornadoes to develop. None have been reported at this point. If we see one, we'll issue a warning. But for now, conditions are very favorable for the development of tornadoes for Allen, Anderson, Brown, Chase, Clay, Coffee, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, Wilson, and Woodson counties. That tornado watch in effect until 9 p.m. We do have some other news. The Kansas Department of Labor is sending out more than 8,500 notices telling Kansans to pay back some unemployment benefits. State House reporter Zach Boblett explains.
The overpayments happen when people receive more benefits than they're eligible for. This usually is due to reporting changes or older claims. Kansas Unemployment Insurance Deputy Director Nicole Struckoff says many of the overpayments are from an outdated system and a pandemic-era relief package.
Many of these overpayments are tied back to the CARES Act programs.
The CARES Act was a $2.2 trillion economic stimulus plan signed into law by President Donald Trump in 2020. Now that the Kansas unemployment system has been modernized, Struckoff expects less unemployment overpayments. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
It's 75 degrees in Lawrence. It's 435.
It's all fuel fires, too. Climatologists we've spoken with have been warning about an increased possibility of wildfires for about a month now. And here in Georgia, we've actually already broken last year's record.
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered just to give you an update on these severe thunderstorm warnings that we are watching in Dickinson County. These storms have intensified a bit. The severe thunderstorm warning for central Dickinson County in effect for about another 7 minutes. We're now getting reports of half-dollar sized hail with this storm. So if you are in Abilene, Chapman, or Enterprise, hail damage is expected in your region. This includes I-70 between mile markers 277 and 286. A severe thunderstorm warning for central Dickinson County until 4:45. Now hearing about half-dollar sized hail there. And the other severe thunderstorm warning that we have in effect for southwestern Dickinson County in effect until 5 p.m. We now have confirmed reports of golf ball sized hail with that storm. So if you are in Carlton, you need to get yourself inside a sturdy structure. Stay away from windows. These thunderstorms getting even more intense. So definitely take shelter as quickly as you can. Stay away from windows. I will be back if we get a further upgrade to any of these. Stay tuned to KPR. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
They've lost
health. We
interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for an updated severe thunderstorm warning. We now have a brand new severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:15 for east central Dickinson County and now southwestern Geary County. A severe thunderstorm about 5 miles southeast of Enterprise, moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour. Half-dollar sized hail with this storm, 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Hail damage is expected. Wind damage is expected. If you are in Junction City or Enterprise, you need to be inside a sturdy structure. Stay away from windows. This does include I-70 between mile markers 293 and 295. Again, a brand new severe thunderstorm warning until 5:15 for east central Dickinson County and southwestern Geary County. If you are in Junction City or Enterprise, expect 60 mile an hour wind gusts and half dollar sized hail. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
And I got home and I was like, Mom.
Hope you'll join me for Prairie Journal Thursday evening at 7 o'clock on KPER2.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then the Trump administration is easing restrictions on medical marijuana. What does that mean in practical terms? Will Stone will tell us all about it at approximately 5:06 this evening. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at kcfarmschool.org.
We do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:15 this evening for east central Dickinson County and southwestern Geary County. Half-dollar sized hail with this storm if you're in Junction City or Enterprise or on I-70 between mile markers 293 and 295. be ready for this severe thunderstorm coming your way. We also still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southwestern Dickinson County. This storm near Carlton, moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour, golf ball size tail with this storm. If you are in Carlton, you need to get inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. A severe thunderstorm incoming to Carlton in Dickinson County.
From NPR News.
Still had the check, but I did have that moral victory.
Yeah, you got some bragging rights, certainly.
Exactly.
That's NBC News business and data correspondent Brian Chung. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Juan. Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson with a quick update on the weather. We do still have a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Dickinson County until 5:15, now reporting ping pong ball-sized hail and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts in and around Harrington, Hope, and Woodbine. You're strongly encouraged to get inside a sturdy building, move to an interior room, stay away from exterior windows. This severe thunderstorm near Hope, moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour, again, ping pong ball-sized hail. This is in effect until 5:15. You need to take cover now in Harrington, Hope, and Woodbine. We also have a separate Dickinson County severe thunderstorm warning. This is for east central Dickinson County and southwestern Geary County, also in effect until 5:15. This storm 6 miles southeast of Chapman, moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, half-dollar-sized hail. If you are in Junction City, this severe thunderstorm is headed your way. You should get inside a sturdy building. This does include I-70 between mile markers 293 and 295. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU, KANU, HD1, Lawrence, 91.5, KANH, KANH, HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANB, KANB, HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ, Chanute, 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We'll have the latest on the weather coming up for you and a full update of news headlines in 1 minute. It is 5 o'clock.
Down 179 points, the Nasdaq fell 219. This is NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson with KPR with an update of weather for you this afternoon slash evening. We have a brand new severe thunderstorm warning just issued for Geary County, southeastern Riley County, and northwestern Waubonsie County. This is in effect until 5:45. A severe thunderstorm 7 miles south of Junction City, moving to the east at 35 miles per hour, 60-mile-an-hour winds, half-dollar-sized hail with this storm. If you are in Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, or Volland, this storm is headed your way. Hail damage is expected with this storm. Wind damage is expected with this storm. This includes I-70 between mile markers 292 and 321. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect for portions of Geary, Riley, and Waubonsie counties until 5:45, particularly Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, and Volland. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:15. This is for Harrington, Hope, and Woodbine, southeastern Dickinson County. This storm moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour. The storm itself right near Hope. Ping pong ball sized hail being reported with this storm. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. You are encouraged to get inside a sturdy building. Stay away from windows. Try not to ride it out if you're outdoors or in like a park shelter or something like that. You really need to be inside a sturdy structure. Again, in Harrington, Hope, and Woodbine, this severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:15. And once again, a brand new severe thunderstorm warning for Geary, Riley, and Waubonsie counties until 5:45 for a storm located 7 miles south of Junction City, moving to the east at 35 miles per hour, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, half-dollar-sized hail. You need to take shelter if you are in Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, or Volland.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, hosting Weird Science with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy, Thursday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Details at lplks.org.
We do have a tornado watch till 9 p.m. for much of the KPR listening area. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:06.
Considered from NPR News, I'm Juana Sommer from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. Loads more All Things Considered still to come. And, of course, I have more weather warnings for you, so you don't want to miss that. But coming up at 5:30, right on the dot, we'll get you an update of news headlines. Then at 5:40, let's call it, we'll learn more about a new gene therapy that we have just had approved by the FDA. It really could change a lot of lives. We will also, before we get to 6 o'clock, get an update on this week's music charts. Some new folks at the top. We'll tell you all about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the KU School of Music, presenting Studio 76, celebrating music from 1976, featuring artists such as ABBA, Fleetwood Mac, Heart, and more. May 1st, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center. More at music.ku.edu.
We have a brand new severe thunderstorm warning. This one for southeastern Dickinson County and northwestern Morris County is in effect until 6 p.m. The storm located near Harrington, moving to the east at 30 miles per hour. Golf ball sized hail with this storm. 70 mile an hour wind gusts. If you are outdoors, you are very likely to be injured. That goes for your animals as well. Expect hail damage with this storm. Considerable tree damage, wind damage expected as well. Locations affected include Harrington, Council Grove, White City, Hope, Dwight, Woodbine, Wilsey, Parkerville, Latimer, and Council Grove Lake. So be aware of this severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6 p.m. for southeastern Dickinson and northwestern Morris counties, including Harrington, Council Grove, White City, Hope, Dwight, Woodbine, Wilsey, Parkerville, Latimer, and Council Grove Lake. This storm is not kidding around. Golf ball-sized hail reported with this storm and 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:45 for Geary County, portions of Riley County, and northwestern Waubonsie County. This storm moving to the east at 35 miles per hour. If you are in Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, or Volland, be aware of this storm moving through your region. All of us in sort of the central to eastern portions of central Kansas under a tornado watch till 9 p.m. This does not include the Kansas City Metro. It does not include Atchison. It does not include Chanute. So it doesn't get quite that far east or south. But Allen, Anderson, Brown, Chase, Clay, Coffey, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, Wilson, and Woodson counties have a tornado watch in effect until 9 p.m. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
And it would be the act of...
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered with an urgent warning. A tornado warning has now been issued for East Central Geary County, Southeastern Riley County, Northwestern Waubonsie County, and Southwestern Pottawatomie County. A tornado warning now for Manhattan, Ogden, and St. George. Tornado has been reported with this storm. Golf ball-sized hail with this storm. This storm located near Ogden moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour. Again, a tornado warning in effect for East Central Geary County, Southeastern Riley County, Northwestern Waubonsie County, Southwestern Pottawatomie County. this tornado warning in effect until 6 o'clock this evening. This severe thunderstorm producing a tornado located near Ogden, moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour. Radar indicating a tornado with this storm, along with golf ball-sized hail. Flying debris is the number one thing that will injure people in a tornado, so you need to get inside sturdy shelter. Mobile homes are not safe. They will be damaged or destroyed by tornado force winds. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is very likely. Again, if you are in Manhattan, Ogden, or St. George, you need to be inside a sturdy structure, in a basement if you possibly can. Underground is best, but at a very minimum, a sturdy structure. This includes I-70 between mile markers 304 and 320. An overpass is not a safe place to take shelter. Do not attempt to shelter under an overpass. You need to get off the highway and into an actual building if you possibly can. Locations affected by this tornado warning include Manhattan, Ogden, and St. George, and I-70 between mile markers 304 and 320. Move to a basement. That is best if you don't have one available to you. An interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building is okay. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, you need to move to substantial shelter as soon as possible. Protect yourself from flying debris. That is what is likely to injure you in a tornado, is debris. Literally anything that is outside will turn into a projectile and can injure you severely. Again, a tornado warning in effect until 6 p.m. for East Central Geary County, Southeastern Riley County, Northwestern Wabansee County, and Southwestern Pottawatomie County. This tornado warning in effect until 6 p.m. if you are in Manhattan or Ogden or St. George, you need to be taking shelter right now. This includes I-70 between mile markers 304 and 320. If you possibly can shelter underground, move down to a basement, that is your best protection. If you don't have that available to you, go into an interior room on the lowest floor of your building. If you're in an apartment complex, head downstairs to, a broom closet, anything you can find. You want to put as many walls between yourself and the outside as you possibly can. The lower down you can get, the better off you are. Again, a basement is ideal, but we understand not everybody has that available to them. An interior room with no windows is an acceptable shelter. A mobile home or in a vehicle is not a substantial enough shelter to get you through a tornado. Again, a tornado warning in effect until 6 p.m. for East Central Geary, Southeastern Riley, Northwestern Wabansee, and Southwestern Pottawatomie counties. This includes the city of Manhattan. It includes Ogden and St. George. It also includes I-70 between mile markers 304 and 320. If you are in Manhattan, Ogden, or St. George, take cover now. You have a tornado warning in effect until 6 p.m. You want to protect your head. You want to protect your hands. If you don't have shoes on, put on shoes. There could be glass all over the place in the aftermath of a tornado. Debris is the number one thing that can injure you in a tornado. Anything outside you have to view as a possible projectile. So this severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado, we have a radar indicated rotation, so a tornado warning in effect for East Central Geary County, Southeastern Riley County, Northwestern Wabansee County, and Southwestern Pottawatomie County. This tornado warning in effect until 6 p.m. Get inside a sturdy shelter. A basement is best. Underground is best. But if you don't have that available to you, go to a small interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Stay away from windows. You absolutely want to protect your head. If you have blankets, if you have a bike helmet, if you have something you can put over your head while you are taking shelter, I strongly urge you to do that. Take cover now in Manhattan, Ogden, or St. George. If you are on I-70 between mile markers 304 and 320, get off Interstate 70 and get into a substantial building. You cannot ride a tornado out under an overpass. I'm going to send you back to All Things Considered for just a moment while I get the latest reading on where exactly this tornado is. Stay tuned to KPR. We now rejoin All Things Considered, already in progress.
And suddenly it just shoots next.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson, bringing you an update on the weather. We now have a second tornado warning in effect for a portion of the KPR listening area. This means we currently have two tornado warnings. One is for southeastern Geary County, southeastern Riley County, and northwestern Waubonsie County. This is in effect until 6 p.m. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located 9 miles north of Dwight, moving to the northeast at 35 miles per hour. Golf ball-sized hail reported with this storm and radar indicating a tornado in Alma and McFarland. If you are in Alma or McFarland, you need to be taking shelter right now. Flying debris will be dangerous to anyone caught without shelter. If you can get underground, that is best. If you can't do that, just try to put as many walls between yourself and the outside as you possibly can. An interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. This is a tornado warning until 6 p.m. for Alma and McFarland. Southeastern Geary County, southeastern Riley County, and northwestern Waubonsie County. A separate tornado warning in effect until 6 p.m. for northeastern Geary County, southeastern Riley County, northwestern Waubonsie County, and southwestern Pottawatomie counties. A tornado indicated via radar and golf ball-sized hail confirmed by spotters. If you are in Manhattan, Ogden, or St. George, you need to be taking shelter right now. Tornado warnings in effect for the KPR listening area. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwahli Saikautal. After meeting with diplomats from Israel and Lebanon at the White House, President Trump has announced a 3-week extension of a ceasefire between the two countries. He also said the U.S. is going to work with Lebanon to protect itself from Hezbollah. NPR's Greg Myrie reports that the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, has been notably less visible during peace negotiations.
We're hearing relatively little from him, given that we are now almost 8 weeks into this conflict, even though it's gone silent and the ceasefire has been in place for the past couple weeks. So it's a limited role for Hegseth. And you do have this cast of characters. In addition, you know, you've got your all-purpose diplomats, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, who get thrown into every crisis.
NPR's Greg Myrie reporting. The European Union has unblocked a $100 billion loan for Ukraine and adopted another round of sanctions against Russia. NPR's Polina Litvinova reports from Kyiv that the money is vital for Ukraine's defense against Russia.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky hopes Ukraine will receive the first tranche of the massive loan by the end of spring or the beginning of summer. Responding to NPR in a voice message, Zelensky said this money will be used for strengthening the Ukrainian military. It is social support for our people, he says, support for our army and the production of drones, electronic warfare systems. Hungary and Slovakia opposed the multi-billion loan for Ukraine for months. They approved it only after the two countries began receiving Russian oil again through a pipeline that goes through Ukrainian territory and temporarily was not operating.
This is NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. First things first, a tornado warning in effect in two separate portions of the KPR listening area. So two separate tornado warnings. I wanted to check on the movement of these storms, and they have moved since the last time I spoke with you just a couple of minutes ago. All right, we have a tornado warning in effect until 6 p.m. for southeastern Riley, northeastern Waubonsie, and southwestern Pottawatomie counties. This is for Manhattan and St. George. If you are in Manhattan or St. George, you should be taking cover right now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you're outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, that is not substantial enough shelter for you. You need to get inside a sturdy structure. Underground is best. If you don't have a basement available to you, go to an interior room on the lowest floor of the building you're in. Put as many walls between yourself and outside as possible. Make sure you put on a pair of shoes. Try and protect your head, perhaps a bike helmet. If you don't have that, sofa cushions, pillows, anything like that. You want to protect your head. A tornado warning in effect until 6 p.m. for Manhattan and St. George. Now, we have another active tornado warning in the same general area, but it is different. This tornado warning for southeastern Geary County, southeastern Riley County, and northwestern Waubonsie counties. This is in effect also till 6 p.m. Tornadoes and golf ball-sized hail reported near Dwight. So locations affected by this particular tornado warning are Alma and McFarland. If you are in Alma or McFarland, you should be in your shelter right now. Take cover now in Alma or McFarland. A tornado warning for you, for southeastern Geary, southeastern Riley, northwestern Waubonsie counties until 6 p.m. We also have a tornado warning until 6 p.m. for southeastern Riley, northwestern Waubonsie, and southwestern Pottawatomie counties. If you are in the city of Manhattan or in St. George, you should be taking cover right now. You should already be in your safe space, and make sure you stay put until we tell you that the all clear has been issued. A tornado warning until 6 p.m. for the city of Manhattan, for the town of St. George, for Alma, and for McFarland. These are separate tornado warnings. We know they're spaced out a little bit, but they are still very much active, moving off to the northeast, but as of right now, still kicking up a lot of debris. You should be in your shelter right now if you are in Alma or McFarland, or in Manhattan, or in St. George. Very aggressive thunderstorms moving through that region. We are getting radar-indicated tornadoes, once again, for Manhattan, for St. George, for Alma, and McFarland. Golf ball-sized hail being reported in some areas, half-dollar-sized hail reported in others. Overall, there is a tornado watch in effect until 9 p.m. for Allen, Anderson, Brown, Chase, Clay, Coffey, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, Wilson, and Woodson counties. That tornado watch in effect until 9 p.m. But as of right now, a tornado warning, meaning that the National Weather Service has spotted, either via radar or through a spotter, a tornado on the ground for Manhattan, St. George, Alma, and McFarland as part of two separate tornado warnings scheduled to expire at about the same time. Tornado warning till 6 p.m. for southeastern Geary, southeastern Riley, northwestern Waubonsie counties until 6 p.m. That one's for Alma and McFarland. The other for southeastern Riley, northwestern Waubonsie, and southwestern Pottawatomie counties. That tornado warning targeting Manhattan and St. George. I am going to check back in with the National Weather Service to get you an updated position on these storms. But in the meantime, if you are in Manhattan, St. George, Alma, or McFarland, you should be taking cover right now, either underground, in a basement. If you don't have that available to you, a sturdy building inside an interior room away from windows. Take cover now in Manhattan, St. George, Alma, or McFarland. I'm going to return you to All Things Considered for just a moment. I will be back very, very shortly with an updated position on these tornado warnings.
Ministries are using around the country.
Tax breaks for data centers. And bipartisan opposition just seems to be getting louder.
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered with a weather update. The tornado warning in effect until 6 p.m. has now been moved for northeastern Riley and south central Pottawatomie counties. St. George, you should still be taking shelter with regard to this tornado warning. This storm is now 6 miles south of Manhattan. It is moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour. Half dollar sized hail with this storm and a radar indicated rotation. So a tornado warning in effect for portions of Riley and Pottawatomie counties. If you are in St. George, you should should be taking cover right now. We have a separate tornado warning in effect until 6 p.m. for east central Geary, southeastern Riley, and northeastern Wabunsee counties. This storm generating a tornado and golf ball sized hail. If you are in Alma or McFarland, you should be taking shelter right now. Do not attempt to ride out a storm like this in a mobile home. Do not attempt to outrun it in your car. And especially if you are traveling on I-70 between mile markers 314 and 332, do not try to shelter under an overpass. An overpass is an incredibly dangerous area to try and ride out a storm because it acts like a wind tunnel that the already high winds from the tornadic activity will be increasing even more. You can get killed in one of these overpasses. So I don't care what you saw in a movie. Do not do this. Get off the interstate and find yourself a building and take shelter in that building. This tornado warning in effect until 6 p.m. for Alma and McFarland. That's in Riley and Wabunsee counties. Also, if you are on I-70 between mile markers 314 and 332, you need to be taking cover right now. We also have a separate tornado warning in effect until 6 p.m. for southeastern Riley and south central Pottawatomie counties. A tornado indicated via radar. If you are in St. George, you should be taking cover right now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. The number one thing that can hurt you in a tornado is debris. Anything that's outside you have to assume is a projectile. Stay away from windows. You can be seriously injured, and we absolutely don't want that. Put on a pair of shoes, protect your head, get into a small interior room on the lowest floor of a building, or even better, into a basement. I'm going to check back in with the National Weather Service, see if these storms have moved even more. I'll be right back. Stay tuned. We're now going to go back to All Things Considered, but I'll be back in just moments. Stay tuned.
Available.
I'm absolutely honestly.
Now, this gene therapy can only treat the very rare form.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson, interrupting All Things Considered one more time to let you know that the tornado warnings that we have had in effect for Manhattan and for St. George and for Alma and McFarland have been allowed to expire. So those tornado warnings no longer in effect. We do still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for about another 5 minutes for portions of Geary, Riley, and northwestern Wabunsee counties. However, the tornado warning has been allowed to expire. Stay tuned to KPR. I'll be back in about 7 minutes with an update of where all those storms are. We now return you to All Things Considered.
The history of medicine.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We have had a busy weather afternoon. As of right now, no active tornado warnings. Thank heaven. We do still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6 p.m. for southeastern Geary, southeastern Riley, Morris, western Wabunsee, and southwestern Pottawatomie counties. These severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from 4 miles northwest of Louisville to near Alma to 6 miles west of Dunlap. It's all moving to the east at 45 miles an hour. These are exceptionally dangerous storms. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Half-dollar-sized hail still affecting Manhattan, Wamego, Council Grove, Alma, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, St. George, White City, Alta Vista, Dwight, McFarland, Louisville, Willsey, Parkerville, Latimer, Keats, Council Grove Lake, Volland, and Burdick. This does include I-70 between mile markers 300 and 333. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6 p.m. for portions of Dickinson and Morris counties. Golf ball-sized hail with this storm, 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts in Council Grove, White City, Dwight, Willsey, and Council Grove Lake. For many of us, a tornado watch in effect till 9 p.m. This does include Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, and Manhattan.
Support for KPR comes from Salinas Steeple Theater, presenting An Evening with Wilco, Monday, May 4th, led by Jeff Tweedy. It's two full sets, one intermission, all Wilco. Tickets at steepletheater.org.
90% chance of showers and storms tonight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible this evening. Lows tonight in the upper 50s. Stay tuned to KPR. I'll continue watching the weather for you till 7 o'clock tonight, at which point we hand things off. It's 10 minutes before 6.
It's all. Tonight I want to show
you. We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for a quick update. Yet another tornado warning has just been issued. This is for southeastern Riley County and northwestern Waubonsie County. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 4 miles north of Volland, moving to the east at 20 miles per hour. If you are in Alma, McFarland, or Paxico, or if you are on I-70 between mile markers 317 and 336, you should be taking shelter right now. Again, the severe thunderstorms and this particular line of thunderstorms have been very, very violent and spinning off tornadoes here and there. Ping pong ball sized hail with this storm. Radar indicating a tornado moving in on Alma, McFarland, and Paxico. If you are on I-70 between mile markers 317 and 336, you should take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. A mobile home does not count. A vehicle does not count. Get into a building. If you can possibly get into a basement, you should do that. If you don't have a basement available to you, what you want to do is picture, where can I go that I put the maximum number of walls between me and the outside? So an interior room on a lower floor, think a coat closet or a bathroom, something without windows. And if you only have a place with windows, you need to stay far away from those windows, because the a number one thing that can injure you in a tornado is flying debris. So a tornado warning, once again, for southeastern Riley County, northwestern Waubonsie County. This is in effect until 6:45. This storm is really violent, but pretty much parked right north of Volland. Ping pong ball sized hail with this storm. Locations affected include Alma, McFarland, and Paxico. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, K210CR Atchison, 89.9, K258BT Manhattan, 99.5, and kansaspublicradio.org. Once again, we do have an active tornado warning in effect for southeastern Riley County and northwestern Waubonsie County until 6:45. This storm capable of producing a tornado 4 miles north of Volland, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Ping pong ball sized hail with this storm and a radar indicated tornado. If you are in Alma, McFarland, or Paxico, you should be taking cover right now. Underground is best, but if you can't do that, an interior room with no windows. Here's the news.